chilling details after another victim was claimed by what authorities in Seattle believe to be a serial killer. Hear why police may have no other choice than to name this murderer the Parking Lot Butcher. And later, after waiting 80 years to the day, we'll have the story of one small town that was finally able to open their city's time capsule and, yep, you guessed it, super racist. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Now that 2020 is finally over, I'd say it's about time we ring in the new year with even more bad news. So stay with us. Authorities in Seattle have launched a citywide manhunt for what they believe is a dangerous serial killer. OPR correspondent Remy Berglund joins us from there now. Hello, Remy.
Hi, Leslie.
So what has led police to believe they may have a serial killer on their hands?
Well, six bodies have been found so far, all mutilated and then discarded in various perplexing ways that have left the community here stunned. But it's been the similarities between the victims that's most disturbing.
All have been dismembered. Their arms and legs wrapped in waxed paper and dumped in parking lots with a bloody butcher's cleaver left at the scene.
That's Detective Greg Novak, who's leading the investigation. He says police have no suspects and no motive yet, but one thing they do all agree on, the killer is clearly gunning for the nickname the Parking Lot Butcher.
I mean, grinding up the flesh and stuffing it into casings made from the victim's own intestines? It's like, come on, we get it.
Clearly, the psychopath is trying too hard.
Yeah, really heavy-handed. Police were hoping to catch this monster before he went too over the top. That was until the sixth victim was discovered this morning.
The body was found skewered, grilled, and placed next to a side of potato salad. Oh, for God's sakes.
Now, this sixth victim was actually found in a parking garage nearly 4 miles away from where the victim was last seen. Initially, police believed this might not have been the work of the same individual. That is until they found a note at the scene written on what looked to be a butcher's ticket that read, "This technically counts as a parking lot.
Oh, geez.
Call me the Parking Lot Butcher."
Well, let's hope the police can put an end to these contrived murders soon. Thank you, Remy.
Thank you.
This has been an OPR crime report.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Oh, you thought that was all the news for the day? Guess again, muchacho. Here's what else you need to know today. The Federal Trade Commission is cracking down today, announcing that it will be seeking an injunction that would require Facebook to break up a married couple's weird shared account. The Facebook account in question is that of both Lisa and Greg Raymer of Lincoln, Nebraska. Following an exhaustive 5-year investigation into the couple's account, the FTC is alleging the pair had engaged in a systematic effort to creep out friends and family with relentlessly upbeat posts in which they speak as if they were a single entity, and will argue that Facebook should split up the account as soon as possible in order to prevent the couple from merging it with a separate but equally weird account they have for their dog. And if you find yourself spending a little too much time on social media, a groundbreaking new study has found that working at work actually improves productivity. The study, conducted by the Department of Labor, found that the physical act of engaging in a productive job-related activity may greatly increase the amount of work accomplished during the workday, especially when compared with the more common practices of wasting time, fucking around, and just not working. Interesting. May have to give that a shot. And finally, if you're looking to spice up your at-home meals, Instapot has announced that their new popular multi-cooker will now come with a recipe book for easy weeknight IEDs. We've got one at the house and we love it. I whipped up a dirty bomb for the kids this weekend using nothing but some nails and ammonium nitrate, and it absolutely blew them away. I might even have to make another one to set off tonight. And that's it for The Topical. Today, I'm Leslie Price. Join us tomorrow for a look inside the stigma of breastfeeding. Would people be more accepting if we called it titty juicing? Until then, don't forget to like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts, just as God intended. See you tomorrow.